Blog Talk Radio. Listening to Cleopatra Memphis Studios. I'm your girl Cleopatra Memphis, but you can call me Cleo. And today it's all about not Film Score Friday, but the presidential race. Now, I just want to set you back a little bit in time for some nostalgia. Last year, 8 years ago, not last year, but 8 years ago, this time, 8 years ago, we were congratulating Barack Obama on his second term as the President of the United States for his second win. So fast forward to 8 years ahead. Now we are in the second. We are in the term where we're choosing whether America is going to accept Trump or Biden. And as you can see, we are right at the cusp. And I believe Biden has a win. As you can see, they want to make sure everything is fair. They want to make sure that everything is counted, everything is up and at him like it should be. And if you see how things have gotten turned around, let's just first give a shout out to Stacey Abrams and what she did during this election year and how she pushed and darn near flipped a ruby red state, Georgia, a southern state. From where I'm from the southern area, I'm from Tennessee, and she flipped Georgia. So if Georgia can be flipped, Tennessee can be flipped. We just have to do the work. She is in the limelight right now for the work that she put in and getting those votes out there. That lets you know where voter suppression is real. That lets you know people not voting is real. It lets you know that it is basically fake news, that your vote does not count. This is where we are, people. We are in a sea of change. 2020 is just basically blaring out the seed of change, and that it is necessary in order to move forward. We had 8 good years of Obama, the Obama administration, and then it didn't take any time to set a lot of what he did good for us back with the Trump administration, hence why we are in a pandemic now. Not believing in science, not being adequately equipped to run a presidency. Racist in being appointed to cabinet. I mean, what more can I say? There's only so much you can say about what has been going on for the last 4 years. Yes, he's passed a few bills. Yes, he's done a few bills. Yes, I can't say he hadn't. But the majority overall has not been good. And then on top of that, inciting racial tension and a racial divide has been beyond scary, especially if you are a minority in this America. It lets you know of the
dirty underbelly of the United States of America. At the end of the day, it lets you know what is actually there, what we actually deal with, how we haven't been believed as Black America, how we have not been protected as Black America, how and immigration has been affected in America. So from trade tariffs, everything, this is the underbelly of what is going on and stewing in America, what's live and real. And we see that even more Black Americans voted for this candidate, for that horrible type of America. But then there's the few of us that chose to be brave to make America a better place. But we first have to acknowledge what is going on wholly, fully, wholeheartedly, in order to get to the place of healing. Acknowledgement comes first. Acknowledgement, because with acknowledgement holds accountability. And with accountability comes responsibility. And that's when things will truly change. We can no longer have people like Trumps in our lives, in our office. And if we do, we have to work to defeat it and get past it. There are ways. There are ways. And seeing him debate let me see other people who portray Trump character in my life, in my work life, in my professional life, personal life. And I'm like, my goodness, this is it, that type of behavior is literally a pandemic. Whether you are white, Black, red, green, blue, that is literally a pandemic in itself, that type of attitude, not behaving as an adult and maturely and respectfully of others. There are so many people that get along doing that, enjoy doing that, and will not stop doing that. So we seriously have a problem. And once, I hate to say this, but it's true, once white America gets to the place where they can accept something beyond their race, we will completely get to a place of healing. It starts with you. You have to acknowledge it because you know it's there. I can see if people didn't, but they do. They do. And now it's up to us. We have been viewed, we are being watched by the entire world right now, not just here in America. We're from every continent. We are being watched. They're looking to us to pick ourselves up and lead, because if not, we're going to need their help, and they're going to have to step in. It's going to be like, you know, the Nazis in Germany all over again. We it's homegrown hate. We need their help. And we are on the cusp of change. And with that change, it's going to come some difficulty and some hurt. But it's a necessary pain to massage into a place of peace. So regardless, people, of what candidate you voted for, this is your time of reconciliation and peace in your own families and in your own communities. This is that time. So if you have anything you'd like to add, please always feel free to call in at 563-999-3596. That's 563-999-3596. Or you can email us at info@CleopatraMemphisStudios.org. That's info@CleopatraMemphisStudios.org. And as I always say, people, just simply be great.